Zog de Gemara daf kuf mem aleph omed aleph, two lines from the bottom. Omer Rebbe Avo, Omer Rebbe Loza, Omer Rebbe Yanai. Megarin minol chodosh aval lo yoshon. One is allowed to scrape and remove tit from a minol chodosh, from a nushu, aval lo yoshon, but you're not allowed to be koilef a nushu, an old shoe. Zog de Rashi, why not? Aval lo yoshon. Shekol foiv ave memachek. If you have tit on your, the bottom of your soul, and especially if it's a hard tit, so then in order to remove it, you have to scrape it, and scraping it off is going to cause to smoothen out the bottom of the soul. So it's memachek, the isa memachek. So memele yinalaru be megarin a minel yoshon. By minel chodesh, there's no chash. By minel chodesh, you're not going to rip it off and take off, remove the tit b'chayzik, because it's a minel chodesh. So you're not, there's no chash be memachek. Mashenka by yoshon, there's a chash. Zog de gemara daf kuf mem aleph amid beis. With what is one allowed to be megar the minel chodosh? Zog demo omer abavohu begav sakin. Rashi says b'ma megar lechodosh with the gav of a sakin, meaning with the part that is not pointy and sharp. That over there is a chash, but the gav sakin. So over there is no chash that you're allowed to be megar by minel chodosh. Zog demo vayta omelahu sova samedi doch, meaning erase the halach you just said, mikame hodetoni, because of the following memra. Rebchia, mikame hodetoni rebchia, because of the following memra that Rebchia learned. Ein megagin loimin al chodif loimin al yoshon. That means the chshash memachek, even by the gavad esakin, it's also by min al chodish. And like we said, if it's talking about the dry tit, so then it's chshash that you'll take it off bechoizik, and memele you memachek, and the isa memachek is like you have a hard and you remove the cyrus to smooth it. So there also, if it's a minel chodosh or it's a minel yoshon, it's irrelevant. Even the gavad esakin, it's ein megagin loy minel chodosh veloy minel yoshon. And a mishabur and simin shin beiv sifkot lamed zayin explains, and he says because it's a psik reisha, it's for sure going to be, it's going to be memachik. So that's why it's also doesn't make a difference if it's chodosh or yoshon or if it's even the gavad esakin. Zog de mor weiter, velo yosach es ragle shemen, vuhu betech haminol, oi betech hasandol. You're not allowed to pour oil on your foot while it's in the shoe or in the sandal, because while it's in there, so then the shoe is going to receive the shemen. And when you have your foot in there, it's like ma'abed or. So mele, it's a isov being ma'abed oiris, so you're not allowed to be sach the ragle shemen when it's betech haminol. Zog de Rashi, you're rubbing the minol with oil. You're being mahal, it's a benefit to the life of this minol. It's the ibud of the or. So that's why it's also being ma'abed oiris is a melacha deraisa. Usually, it's the tanning can be done either through a salting process, melichas or it can be through shemen. You merachich the or. That's the ibud of the oiris. However, zok de braisa.
If your foot is not in the shoe, if your foot is out of the shoe, so you're allowed to be sach your regel b'shemen, that's not a problem, it's out of the shoe. And now you place your foot inside the shoe while it's soch b'shemen. Because in such an instance, you're not directly putting the shemen in the shoe, so that's why it's mutter. And likewise, Dr. Gemara, a person can be sachis guf b'shemen u'misagla aga b'katavla, and afterwards you can be misagla, you can roll in a leather hide. That's not a problem, because the problem is only ma'abid when at the time that you're pouring in the shemen, it's touching the minol. But here you're pouring it onto your foot, you throw it onto your body, so that's not directly on the hide, and that's not an is of ma'abid.
Zog de Gemara Om Rav Chizda Loi Shonu. This that we said, they allow to anoint the oil on your foot when it's out of the shoe, is only Ela Letzachzechoy. That's only when your intent is to be Metzachzech, meaning to clean. All you're doing is, why are you putting your foot inside? You want to clean it a little. Avala Abdoi. But if your intent is to be Ma'abed Or, even though you poured the Shemen, not while the foot was in the minnow, but when it was out of it, but if your intent is to be Ma'abed it, so then Avad, it's also. Zog de Gemara,
La abde pshita. Obviously, if you intended to be ma'abed, it's osa. Besu lechtzachtzcha mi'ikaman deshori. Why should it be mutter when you intended to be mitzachtzich? That means just to clean it. Lemaise, if it's osa to be ma'abed, why would lechtzachtzcha be mutter? Lechay you should make a gzeru one or to the other. Zog Rashi ulechtzachtzcha mi'ishori b'miskaven hoikol lemigza ota la'abde. You should make a gzeru. And for the Gemara, Eloi Yitma, Ochi Yitma. Omer Rav Chizda, Loi Shonu, that we say, Yilal Bisach, Ragloi, when it's out of the shoe, is Elo, Shiur Letzach Tzachoy. The amount of oil you're placing on there is only the shiur that can be menaka the shoe, but not the shiur that can be ma'abed the shoe. Aval Shiur La'abde, if the shiur is going to be ma'abed, then it's also to place your foot inside the shoe, even if you have no intent to miskaven to be ma'abed, because you take make a gzera, letzach techot la'abed. If it's a shir la'abdoi, then be'etzim it's also, even if you place the oil when it was not in directly in the shoe yet. So there's machlokes showing him how to understand his Gemara. So the Meiri says that if you have a shir la'abdoi, so it's a psik ratio that you're being ma'abed or. You have a vast amount of oil, that is a psik ratio, it's going to be ma'abed or. The Balamar says, no, the Balamar says that we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that any miskaven is also, so a mele, shir la'abda is also, even if you're not miskaven. The Ramban says, no. The Ramban argues in the Balamar, and he says that since you're doing a ma'isi b'yadayim, the ma'isi, you're putting your foot inside the shoe, so even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also, because he can't say he's not miskaven. When it's a shir la'abdoi, you are miskaven. Not a psik reisha. You push it, you're miskaven. You have that amount. The Meiri learns it's a psik reisha dekadin. It's gufa makes it a psik reisha if it's shir la'abdoi. That gufa makes it a psik reisha. The Ramban is saying that you're miskaven. And the Balamar says we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now Rashi says the reason why the shir la'tzachtzcha is mutter because he's taken a miskaven la'tzachtzcha. Is that Rashi? It's not enough amount to tan and to be ma'abed or to clean it. He's not miskaven letzachtzich because if he's miskaven letzachtzich, so then we said you should make a gzera that you'll come to mechaven la'abed, like Rashi said before that. B'miskaven hoikol lemigza ota la'abdoi. So shir letzachtzich, you're not even miskaven letzachtzich. And that's why it's shori. Mashenkin shila abdoi. So then it's taka osa. Like the Rishonim explain, the Meiri, the Balamor, and the Ramban, each one according to his own derech. Zog the Moton Rabbonon, lo yeitze koton b'minol godl. A person that his shoe size is a smaller shoe size. Now we're not talking about a person that's a koton. We're talking about a shoe size that's a koton. Lo yeitze, you shouldn't go. Zog the Rashi. Odom koton b'minol shu godloi, a shoe that's larger than his size, b'shum d'noif v'meraglo, he might fall off his foot, v'osel asui, he might come to carry in a public domain in a shu sarabim. So lo yetze koton, you can't go a person with the smallest shoe size, b'minol godl, with a larger size. However, al yotzu b'chol godl, you're allowed to go with a larger cloak, there's no chash that it's going to fall off you, your jacket, because after all, it's on your shoulders, so no chash is going to fall off. Shoe is different. Zok de b'raisa weiter. B'loitetzi isha b'minol merufet. A woman is not allowed to go with a minol that is torn. Because for her, it's an embarrassment to go with a torn shoe. So a mele, she's embarrassed, she might remove it. And she's not going to just drop it, she'll carry it. Carry dalal amas, so mele, she can't go with a torn shoe. B'loitzachlitz boy. And likewise, she cannot perform chalitza with a minol that's merufet. Because that's not called a nal, that's royal chalitza. But if she was over and she was cholitz with this now, it's a kosher chalitza. Zok toises v'im toiman, the top toises, amagazin v'ferg b'mitz chalitza minol otu minol merufet, came to the evit chalitza sosek shera, l'chore, why we go to something that's b'evit kosher. V'im read the gazrinon otu merufet yoysim idai. A merufet that's not choyfer roiv ragloi, then it's taka ein chalitza sosek shera. Here we're not talking about a merufet that's not choyfer roiv ragloi, Ragloi, that avada, it has to be choyfer rov ragloi to be kosher b'diavad. Zok digmo vayta ve'ein yoytz b'minol chodosh. You're not allowed to go with a new shoe on Shabbos. Ve'eiza minol omru. What are we talking about? B'minol shal isha. Meaning, a woman, there's a chash that if it's a new shoe and it's not the right size, so a mela, she's makbid and she might remove it. Mashenka by a man, he's allowed to go with a new shoe. He's not makbid, so there's no chash he's going to remove it. Zog the Gemara Toni Bakapora, loyshonu, this is which we said that a woman cannot go with a minhag chadash, is elosh layotza b'sha'achas mibayit yom. She didn't start off going with it before the onset of Shabbos. So Mela, on Shabbos, she realized it's not the proper size, so she's makpid, she'll remove it. Aval yotza b'mev Shabbos, if she already wore it before Shabbos, so then mutter. Because then there's no chash that she's going to remove it because she was megala daito, she's not makpid on the size, varai, she wore it before Shabbos, and did not remove it. Zok the Gemara Toni Chado Shoyim Tin Mino Me'al Gabe Imus. A person is allowed to remove a shoe on Shabbos from an imus. An imus is a form that when they were misakin, when they made the mino, they kept it on a form the size of a foot, and that's where they made it and constructed it. So you're allowed to remove it off this imus on Shabbos. V'tan Yidich Melut in a different brayse ain Shoyim Tin. So the Chayitz Astira. Here it's saying it's an Issa Tiltil, you're not allowed to be shamed it. And here we're saying it's Mutter. Zogma loy kasha. It depends. Hog abiliyazi hi. Zogma hog abiliyazi. Hog abonon. It depends. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah in Kalim. State minol shal gabi imus. If you have a shoe, that's on top of this form. Gabiliyazi mitire. Gabiliyazi says namakabatuma. It's not a shame kli yet, because not gmar melachtoi. It only becomes a kli by gmar melachtoi. As long as it's on the imus. So Mela, it's not yet a fatig azach. So Mela, it's tar. It's not a kabatuma. So Mela, kongtim, it's not a kli. So kongtim, bliyaz, the taka will be also to remove because it's not a kli. It's mukta. V'chachom metamim, chachom say that on the imus, it's ready a fatig kli. So Mela, it's ready shame kli. It's a kabatuma. So kongtim, chachomim, you should be able to remove it off the imus because it's ready shame kli. So Mela, it's a kli. It's a kabatuma. So adin, it's not mukta. So kongtim, bliyaz, that it's tar. It's not a kli. And it's also the taltel. According to Chachomim, that it's considered a kli, the gabi tumah. So I think you'll have to be metaltel on Shabbos. It's a shame kli. Now the Gemara assumes right now when you remove the minel off the imus, you also ultimately have to move the imus itself too. Now the imus itself is a kli shem lachta le'issa. It's meant to mesakim and olim. Now it comes out that if according to Chachomim you're allowed to remove the minel, you were saying that you're also allowed to move the imus itself. And the klisham lachta le'issa is going to be mutter to be moved because ultimately that's what you have to do. Zok the Gemara henicha l'rove de omar dove shem lachta le'issu bein letzerch gufoy bein letzerch mekoy mei shapit domi. Meaning, according to Rove, that says that the klisham lachta le'issa, you're allowed to move tzerch gufoy if you need it for, you need the hammer to open a walnut, or tzerch mekoy mei. So then it's mutter even tzerch mekoy mei if you need the place that it's on. So over here, it's Shapir also. Henicha l'rove de Omar. Dove shem alachta le'isu bein letzach gufoy, bein letzach mekoy my mutter. You'll have to be metaltal the dove isa. So it's Shapir over here that the Braisa says you'll have to move the imus. Why? Because according to the Chachomim, according to Rove, klish machta le'isa is mutter. So Mela, I need the mokum. Even though I'm metaltal the imus, there's no problem. Because it's tzarech mekoy my. I need the mokum, the minnel removed from the imus, so I'm allowed to be metaltal mekoyma. I need this removed. So mele, you're allowed to move the imus too. Elo labaye de omar. That klisham lachta le'issa is only mutter l'tzarech gufoy. So tzarech gufoy is mutter. I'm not using the imus itself. There's no het tzarech gufoy on the imus. It's only mutter tzarech gufoy. He's mechalik tzarech gufoy, klisham lachta le'issa is mutter. But tzarech mekoyma is also. So Michael Amemar, how do you explain this braisa that says you're allowed to move the imus itself? L'chore, by moving the imus, that's a klisham lachta le'issa, which is only mutter kong tabaye tzarech gufoy. You're not utilizing gufoy. Tzarech mekoymoi, but tzarech mekoymoi kong tabai is also here. It's tzarech mekoymoi because you need the mokum, the minnel removed off this mokum. So lechayra, what's pshat kong tabai? And for the Gemara Hochamai Iskina, we're talking about berofui. We're talking about that the minnel is not secured tightly on this imus. So Mela, I can remove it without moving the imus. Gemara's assumption was that you have to move the imus. You don't have to move the imus. Because the mice it's rafui. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im hoyo rafui den mutter. Meaning, if it's loose, then it's mutter, because then there is no problem of moving a klisha malachta le'issa l'tzach mekoymoi, because it's I'm not moving it. Zog the Gemara, taimo de rafui. Now we're asking if I care to kasha. The only reason we're allowed to move it is because it's rafui. Holoi rafui, but if it's not loose, loy, it would be osa, because then you ultimately have to move the imus. So that's only good according to Abaye now. Henichal Abaye doma dovashem lachtel isa tzorch gufa muta tzorch mekoyim is osa so shapir. It's only muta when it's rofui, when it's zad rofui. There's no het of tzorch mekoyimai. Elo l'rove de omar bein tzorch gufa bein tzorch mekoyim is muta. That klishem lachtel isa muta even tzorch mekoyimai. So my iri rofui. Why can you only move the minnow when it's rofui, when it's loosely on the imus? It should be muta even when it's tight, even when it's securely, and you're allowed to move the imus itself. Because the imus lemaises klisha machter isa, which mutal tzarich mekoymoi, afilu loy rofi nami, it should be mut even if it's not loose, even if it's tight on there. Because I need the mokum. Why? I need the mokum that the middle is on right now. I need the middle moved. And for the Gemara, according to Rabbi, you have to answer. Hahi the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is matir to remove off the imus only a minel that's rofi. Not because he says it's osel letal to klishim lachtel isel letzorch mekoymoi. No, mishum de Rabbi Eliezer he. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that says that it's not mekabel tuma. It's not mekabel tuma until it's a final product. It's not called a kli yet. So if it's not a gemar melachtoi, so then as long as you didn't remove it off the imus, so then who had in the gabi shabbos is not a kli. So melitz muktzah, you're not to be metaltlit. So according to Rabbi Eliezer Shita, Zogt Rabbi Yehuda, that dafka when it's not rafui, so then it's considered that it's still not the gemar melachtoi and it's not a kli. But if it's rafui, so then it's not mechusar, it's not lacking this removing off the imus, so then it's takamut l'taltel. Then takets, you need rafui not because of the problem of kli shel machtel isa, which is only mutter tzach guvenat tzach mekoymoi. You need rafui because then it's a shame kli. Before that, it's not a shame kli. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer Im Hoyer Rafui Mutter, meaning the minnel on the imus is only mutter when it's rafui. So Taisus, that from here we see Mikan Raya Rabbi Yehuda Shori Dovah Shem Lachtel Isa L'tzach Guvenat Tzach Mekoymoi Kumash Birashi B'Soy Perakam B'Madlikin. Hadden aloch toilin, hadden aloch toilin, hadden aloch toilin. Zogt the Mishnah, noit l'odem es benoi vo even biyodoi. A person is allowed to carry his child, meaning, as the Gemara is going to say, as chaynes es hatzmoi on Shabbos, vo even biyodoi, even though the child is carrying a stone in his hand, and we don't say now that the father is carrying the stone, and the stone is mukta, because we say that it's a tiltal minatzad. This is really a tiltal minatzad. I'm not carrying the stone directly. I'm indirectly carrying the stone. So noitel odom es benoi ve'even biyodoi, and there's no problem of tiltal. It's not mukta. It's tiltal minatzad. Likewise, state in the Mishnah v'kilkalo, if you can carry a basket ve'even besoicha, even though the even is mukta, is in it. There's no problem of carrying the mukta. Because the same is said, it's tiltum natzad. Umetal tilin truma tmeya imatahira. Likewise, truma tmeya lachar is mukta, but you're carrying it together with the truma tahira, which is res roi lachila. So mela, it's not a problem of tiltal. Zogdu Mishnah vaita. Vima chulin. And likewise, you're allowed to be metaltal together with chulin. Chulin is also roi. So mela, there's no problem of mukta. Zog die Gemara, zog die Mishnah weiter, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, af malen es hameduma. Meaning, even if you have a saw, be'echad umeo, that means, if you have 100 times of the truma connected it, so you're allowed to be mevatel it, and if, let's say you have a basket, and in there you have a saw of truma with 100 saw of chulin, so you're allowed to take out one saw and give that to the koyin, and say that this is the truma part. Now, it's only because it's keneged meyo that you mevatel it, so then you can take out one and then be mevatel it. So this type of tikkun is permissible to do on Shabbos because be'etzim it's bottle. So you're allowed to be maila, you're maila the meduma, you're maila this truma that's mu'uruf together with chulin by taking out one saw and being mati the rest. Because be'echad meyo it's bottle, so now that you're giving it, it's not a tikkun. This type of tikkun is mutar on Shabbos. Zok di Gemara. We said that mitzad the even, we said it's the tiltum natzad. But what about the tinnik itself? What about the carrying in the shus rabim? Zok di Gemara. Omar Rove hoitzi tinoik chai v'kis toli b'tzavoroi. This is a different case. Here we're talking about that he's carrying a toy, he's carrying a kiss, a wallet or something around his neck, so to play with it. It's a toy for his child. So Omar Rove, Hoitzi, if you're carrying from a Shus Yochet to Shus Ram, Metino Chai. The kiss, Tolu Ibitzavore, and he's carrying this kiss to play with around his neck. So Chai, Mishum Kiss. You Chai, on the Hoitzo of the kiss, but you put it on the Tinoik. Zok the Brayse Vaita, Tinoik Meis, but if the Tinoik that you're carrying in Rishus Yochet to Shus Ramim is a Tinoik Meis, the kiss Tolu Loi, and a kiss around him. So the kiss Loi Bitzavore, Potter, then he's Potter even on the Hoitzah of the kiss. So we bring the Chalik. When you take a Tinoik Chai, and you Chai on the kiss, but you Potter on the Tinoik. Mashing, when you take a Tinoik Meis, you Potter Sai on the kiss and Sai on the Tinoik. Zog the Gemara, Tinoik Chai, the kiss Tololoi, Bitzavoroi. We had a Tinoik Chai with a kiss. So we said, you Chai of Mishum Kiss, you Chai only on the kiss. Frag Gemara, why? Will a chayv na mishum tinoik? Why not chayv in the tinoik itself? And for the Gemara, Rove krem nosen svira lei. He holds like a nosen that we had a daf tzadi dalet that says the Omar chay noises atzmoi. So mitzad the tinoik, you're not carrying the tinoik. The tinoik is chay noises atzmoi. Mashekin on the kiss, you are gonna be chayv. And you don't say chay noises atzmoi. Obviously on the kiss, only on the tinoik, but on the kiss you're gonna be chayv. Frag the Gemara. Will a vatel kiss the gabi tinuk? If you're saying the tinuk is chaynus is atzmoi, so let the kiss be bottled to the tinuk. Miloy tanan. Then we learn in a Mishnah earlier that as a chay b'mito, if you're carrying a chay in a mito, since chaynus is atzmoi, you put half a mito. You put it on the bed too, because the bed is bottled to the person. So shamita tveloloy. So we are also let the kiss be bottled to the tinuk. And for the gemara mito legabi chay mevatelay, the mito is needed for the chay. He needs the chai. So mele, I'm a vatel because of my necessities. I'm a vatel the mita to me. So if you're potter on the chai, you're potter on the tofeloi, which is on the mita. Mashengen kiss the gabi tinuk la mevatele. The tinuk doesn't need the kiss. So mele, you're not mevatel to the tinuk. So if you're not mevatel to the tinuk, so mele, since it's only a toy, doesn't have to have it. The person in the mita needs the bed. It's only a toy. So mele, your taka going to be chayev on the kiss, even though you put on the mita. Chayno is satzmoi, you put on the chayin on the mita. Mashengen, kiss in the tinuk. Tinuk is chayno is satzmoi, but in the kiss, you're going to be chayev. So this gemara, that the gemara is calling it chayno is satzmoi, shitas Reb Nosson, chachom argue. Now, Tosfos Rav Tzadi Dalet says that what's the reason chai nois is atzmoi? L'chor it's a pel de gazach. So the chai is makel, he makes it lighter. And you chai on Shabbos even on a lighter item than this chai. So who cares chai nois is atzmoi? And likewise, who cares that you have someone else nois is atzmoi? L'chor it's shnaim shasua. And shnaim shasua, v'zei yochol v'zei ne yochol, should also be chayev. Because I can carry the tinuk, but the tinuk cannot carry any yochol. He needs me to carry him. He needs the adult. So it's zayochol, zayni yochol. So why should chaynos atzmoi be patami? L'chayra, it's being having something light is not a ptur. You can have lighter and be chayev. And vaita, who cares in nois atzmoi? Let it remain shnayim shasua. Zokta is a big yisoid that be mishkan gamrinon. In the mishkan, there were no chay being nisa. People did not carry living. Absence, living items, living beings. So memela yapota. It's not like the Mishkan. The reason why yapota and chaynes atzmoi is because the Mishkan there wasn't such a metzias. So memela yataka potter when he's mekel atzmoi. Yapota when he's mekel atzmoi because in the Mishkan he didn't have this metzias of chaynes atzmoi. So then yapota metzias that he's mekel on himself. Those are cases the daftari dalad amid aleph before in the sugya. Now, there's a big machlokes we showing him, the Ramban and Tosis. What are we talking about? Reb Nosson says, Chaynes Atzmoi, Chom argue. So the Ramban says that it depends what age. If the tinuk is a ben yoimoi, meaning a one-day-old baby, then even according to Reb Nosson, he's ain't a nois atzmoi. If he's noit a regal achas, umaniyah regal achad, if he walks steps, so even according to Chom, you say nois atzmoi. The machlokes of the Ramban is, when he's goyre raglov, his legs get schlepped along. According to Reb Nosson, it's noises atzmoi. According to Chom, it's any noises atzmoi. And according to that, the Mishnah we're talking about, according to Reb Nosson, we're saying now Reb Nosson-y, that means we're talking about a child that's having this kiss around him. So we're talking about a child. We could have zet stand by a godel. So l'kuli yam is noises atzmoi. But no, since it says that he kissed b'tzavoroi to be misachek, so it makes sense we're talking about this infant that's megarer atzmoi. That is Shitas Ramban. That is limited to a one-day-old, miniach regel achas miniach achas the kung tkuli amenoi satzmoi and megare is the machlokes. Toysin of Tzadi Dalet says the machlokes is gufa by ben yoimoi. By ben yoimoi is the machlokes. That is the case where Reb Nosson says chay noi satzmoi.
Zog the Gemara vayto tinoik meis. If you have a tinoik meis, v'kis tolo loy b'tzavoroi. By tinoik meis, you don't have the svar of chay noi satzmoi. So here it says yepota. L'choy why yepota? V'lechay mishum tinoik. You don't have the svar of chay noi satzmoi. Why not chay on the tinoik? Enter the Gemara Rovik Reb Shimon Tzvirle. Do Omar Komalocha Shenitzich Lagufa Potter Alei. Meaning, the reason why you put on the Tinuk was the Tinuk is Malocha Shenitzich Lagufoi. You don't need the Tinuk if it's a Tinuk mace. Zog Rashi, maybe you need it because you wanted the Koivroi. Zog Rashi, Malocha Shenitzich Lagufoi, Moitzi Mace Koivroi. Even if you're taking it for burial, it's still called Eretzich Lagufoi. Like I explained in Amatznia, where over there Rashi said that you need Lagufoi Ulagufo. So Ein Chanami, the mace itself needs to be buried, but I don't need the mace to be buried. I'd rather not have a mace here in the first place. So that's not called Tzich Lagufo, but Lekoivroi, because Lekoivroi is not Lagufoi, but Lagufo. Now, Zogt Rashi, so Ein Chanami on the mace, you potter, by the Tinning mace, because Mocha Shein Tzich Lagufo, even Moitzi Lekoivroi, what about on the kiss? So Rashi, the kishoy tolo b'tzavaroi l'sachik boy, the kiss that was there for the kid to play with, agav merore, because he's bitter. At the end of the day, there's a dead child leilenu. So mevatel legabe tinoik shemes v'loy chosh v'loy ushaita. The reason why I put on the tinoik on the kiss, I mean, is because you mevatel it to the tinoik, and since you put on the tinoik because enitzich legufa, you put on the kiss also. Agav merire, I don't need this toy. So Mele, you mevatel legabe tinoik. So Mele, you're not chosh of it at that moment. You're not machshiv the kiss, and that's why you put on the kiss. So that's what Rashi learns. Yemavatale, because I don't need it at that moment. Lemaisa, Toysa says a different word. Toysa says, Diba Masro, Tinuk Meis, Vikis Tolabit Savaroi, the Agamagim Mavatale Lekis, Inami Zak Toysa, another Pshat. Tinuk Chayu Tzok Lekis. When the kid is alive, you need the kiss. Why? Letail Boya Tinuk, for him to have something to play with. Aval Tinuk Meis Matsoich Lekis, he doesn't need the kiss anymore. So the kiss becomes Meloch Shenitzich Legufa. It's not the norm to take a kiss out in this indirect fashion around the neck of a kid that's dead. So Mamela, the kiss is not necessary anymore for the Tinuk because he's not alive, and the Hoitzah of the kiss is Lehoitzik Derech Hamitzin. So Mamela, you put on the kiss. So it comes out, Tinuk Chai. We say you put on the Tinuk was Chai Noyes Esatman like a Mnosin. Legabe, the kiss, you take a Chayev, because it's not like the Mita where you mevatel it, because it's not mevatele, it's not necessary for him to have it. So you chayev on the kiss. When it's tinuk meis, you potter on the tinuk and on the kiss. You potter on the tinuk because melach shenitzich legufa, and you potter on the kiss because either it's like Rashi says that it's mevatele by ushaita, or like Tosis says in the second pshat because it's vaitem melach shenitzich legufa on the kiss. So melech lahoitzik derech hametzin because the meis does not need the kiss. We'll stop over here towards the bottom of the omid. Tanan, noitalonim is benoy ve'evim biyodoi.